Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
A horrific story from Westchester overnight. A car crash in Scarsdale just before 12:30 this morning. Police say there were six people in the car, ranging in age from 8 to 17. Five of them were killed. A 9-year-old survived the accident and was taken to the hospital. The five victims are from Connecticut. The vehicle was apparently being driven by a 16-year-old boy. Police say they were in a Nissan Rogue on the Hutchinson River Parkway when the car left the roadway, hit a tree, caught on fire just north of the Mamaroneck Road exit. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says his office won't tolerate what he calls attempts to intimidate his office. He made the statement in an email to his staff. This comes in the aftermath of former President Trump's declaration yesterday that he expects to be arrested Tuesday in the case of alleged hush money going to adult film actress Stormy Daniels, a social media post that was subsequently walked back by a spokesperson, but the effect was already done. Was the former president trying to stir up his base? Was he trying to get out ahead of a formal announcement by prosecutors? Here's correspondent Jonathan Carl.
I am told that Trump has been intensely focused on this to the point of being obsessed with the Manhattan DA's pending action, or what they believe will be the pending action, for days.
This has understandably become a story on the campaign trail for those who have announced and those who have not. Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire was on CNN.
I think it's building a lot of sympathy for the former president. I think the fact that I was with coffee this morning with some folks, and there's none of them were big Trump supporters, but they all said, they felt like he was being attacked.
A lawyer for the former president said the post yesterday was based on speculation from media reports, which eventually led to more media reports. Drag story hours are now part of our culture wars. Today's chapter in the West Village. Drag Story Hour NYC is a nonprofit that sends drag performers into public schools and libraries to read to children. And today's event drew both critics and supporters. Attorney General Letitia James was scheduled to host today's event in the West Village. This supporter spoke to our Carol Deoria.
These are drag queens who are reading these amazing stories. But what they do here is they dress up in amazingly colorful clothing that ignites children's imagination. And they read books about diversity and inclusion and compassion.
Critics cite taxpayer money that is going to Drag Story Hour NYC. One critic of the Drag Story Hour was arrested today on charges of third-degree assault for allegedly slapping one of the supporters. New York Civil Liberties Union is suing the NYPD and the police commissioner. The goal, to get public records on the mayor's mental health and voluntary removal plan. Donna Lieberman is the NYCLU executive director.
The mayor needs to be held accountable. The police department needs to be held accountable for their policies and programs, particularly when they are dealing with such an important issue and have such potential for harm to people's civil rights and civil liberties.
Under the program, people suspected of having mental illness can be transported involuntarily to hospitals for psychiatric evaluations. The suit was filed Friday in the state Supreme Court in Manhattan. Quick check of AccuWeather. Sun and clouds this afternoon, a cold, gusty wind, high of 4.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.